Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Austin.
And this is
Amazeballs. Some Doug.
What is that voice?
That's Patty Mayonnaise. My Patty Mayonnaise.
It's your Patty voice.
How's it going, Doug?
If you had asked me what Doug sounded like before we rewatched this, I probably couldn't have told you. But Patty and Roger and Skeeter.
Sure.
Iconic.
Right.
This was a fun one to revisit. This was one we all grew up with, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This hit us in our prime when we were the same age as Doug. I can remember watching this before going to church on Sundays. They'd be playing it on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And I'd just be like, no, it's almost over, being drug off to church. Another one, do y'all remember the Mortal Kombat cartoon?
No.
It came out in like 96 or 97, and there's only one season, but...
Came on before church every day, every week.
Every Sunday.
Every week, right before church.
And you couldn't catch it otherwise. It did. It was like a Sunday morning release where I lived.
Okay.
And I was huge. I am huge into Mortal Kombat. And like to miss Mortal Kombat to go to church was a sin in my religion. Justin, I've gone to Comic-Cons where you've dressed...
As Quail Man.
Yeah.
I love Doug. I watch this a lot.
I think we all grew up with it.
At least until Disney.
Yeah.
None of us have seen the Disney Doug.
I might have seen a couple of it.
Episode or two.
But check back on our Have You Seen logs. We've done...
Doug's first movie.
Doug's
and
first
only movie.
Pretty ambitious to call it that, huh?
Yeah.
Doug's first and only movie.
go back and amend it.
Doug was probably doing really well. It was like on Rugrats level at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Rugrats had so many more movies.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
And
Doug
video
stopped
games.
Around the 2000s.
Have you ever played a 90s. Doug Rugrats video
went,
game?
Rugrats went to Paris.
They did go to Paris.
I'm talking about Doug video game,
No,
though.
I'm not.
I'm just saying Rugrats had several more video games, too.
I could see a Doug video
was
game.
Were there any?
I bet...
Could you imagine if somebody made, like, an Unreal 5 Doug, let's like, cel-shaded?
I'm imagining, like, a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
There is. Doug's big game.
Game Boy Advance?
Game Boy Color.
Because Game Boy had fucking everything. Like, if you can imagine a game, it was probably on Game Boy Color or Advance.
It's the only video game that features Doug characters.
Wow.
A year after Doug's...
Not even, like, a Newgrounds Flash point-and-click adventure game?
I mean, official video game.
Oh, okay.
According to this Wikipedia.
What's the town they live in?
Bluffington.
Yes. This is a suburb of America. We are...
Yeah, I don't know that we get what state...
Nowhere near.
Is in.
No, it is...
Midwest?
No, it seems a
It's
little...
got like a forest and a lake. And...
Yeah. But it seems like it's close
like a small,
to a big city.
It's small town. It's like a suburb of a big city. Probably.
It's not a small town. It's a suburb. Like, just like Roseanne.
Population 20,001. In Disney's gets 20,002, I guess because of Dirt Bike, probably.
What?
Their son.
Wait,
his brother.
Who? His name is Dirt Bike?
Dirt Bike Funny, yeah.
The
his parents have another kid.
And they, wait.
They name him Dirt Bike.
Yes.
Why? His parents seem like intelligent people.
Their first kids
Remember,
are
they
Judy
said her dad...
and Doug.
Yeah.
Here's our kids. What? Judy, Doug, and Dirt Bike.
Do they both have strokes between this and that season?
It might have been an episode in Normal Doug.
What the hell is happening?
I'm not lying.
I'm Austin. This is my brother Justin, my other brother Josh, and our sister Melon Baller. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are you sure it's not a nickname either?
Did Doug get really into motocross?
His nickname is DB.
Oh, sorry. Cleopatra Funny, also known as Dirt Bike. Oh.
Cleopatra?
She was born in the episode Doug's Secret Christmas.
Is this an original Nickelodeon or a
in
Disney?
In the Disney series.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, Dirt Bike's their middle name.
Doug's
first movie.
Where does that fall chronologically?
That's a good
It's after
question.
Disney takes over, right?
It's before Disney, but maybe... Is it during Doug, though?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or is it after Doug? Let's see. Doug's first movie was 99.
That's when he finds the alien, right?
When he thinks
Stop.
There's some in the light.
Oh, no! I had literally blocked that out until you said it. He did! He found a real alien. It wasn't even like a prank Roger was doing. Ooh, I didn't like that movie. I like Mainline Doug.
Sure.
The nematodes are always a thing. The Beats are the band in town. Mm-hmm. Porkchop was more anthropomorphic than any of us realized or remembered. He was always wearing costumes.
He got love letters.
Yeah, and is dressed like, I don't know, a French noble, like lounging on his dog bed. Doug has a very active imagination. And these are the scenes that shine for me when he's imagining himself in these situations. The first episode, through and through, Doug just gets addicted to a video game.
Yes.
Over the course of, like, less than a weekend, though.
Yeah, he just plays a video game until he beats it.
Yeah, and it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. He thinks it's Monday. And it's like, well, I don't know if he really had a problem that his family should be so concerned about.
He almost missed his silt.
He almost missed her book report.
Yeah. Almost.
He ended up getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting it, not only getting it, but like that was ended up being a really good weekend for Doug. He beat that video game. He got to study with his crush.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned in the essay on time.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to teach him some valuable lessons. You can have a life and play video games.
Yes.
And relationships. his family, though, is like gathered in the doorway like, when's he going to get off the one fucking family TV? That's why. They weren't concerned. They were like, this is the 90s. We don't have two TVs in our house. The second part of that was really good. It was Doug's lucky hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This was one of the ones I picked, not just because it was a good episode, because I remember it a lot.
He finds a hat on the ground. It's a blue bill, red baseball hat, or... This is a baseball
and
hat, right?
A
not
line.
A trucker hat.
He has a line that I
What's the difference between a baseball and a trucker?
I don't know.
Can we Google that?
Sure.
I'm sorry, can we...
Safe search off.
Can we fap check that? Yeah.
I was going to say, he has a line here that that really resonated with me.
Yeah?
He's like, hats look dumb on me. I have a weird shaped head.
Oh. You're going to prompt us to post the picture in the Facebook. And then we're going to get letters. There's famously a picture of Justin when he was a baby, and,
I have a mega mind head.
So you couldn't wear hats.
Luckily, you grew into it.
Baseball caps have a curved brim and button, while trucker hats have a straight foam front mesh and snap closure.
This had, like, one of those leather snapback things on the back.
So it was a baseball cap.
It was a baseball cap. He falls down, they think it's unlucky, but he finds a basketball card.
The only one he was missing for his collection.
So we find out he's a basketball card nerd.
He likes basketball, or he likes this one specific basketball player.
Or he likes the cards.
Yeah.
What if he just is a collector of those?
Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. He also, what, he finds some other things he gets lucky.
I feel like Doug is on the spectrum. Just gotta say.
Maybe a tiny bit. Why, is it because he obsesses over things?
Yeah, and he wears the same clothes.
He has a closet full of
Well, not just that he wears the same clothes.
Speaking of which, our third episode.
When people start wearing his clothes, he becomes obsessed with telling them that, like, he's not a trendsetter.
Yeah. I didn't do this because of a TV show. This was me. I've always done this.
I've always dressed like this.
Look, come to my house. I have a closet full of these clothes.
Also, that's real. It's just, that's strange.
To have a closet full of those, unless you're a superhero.
The same clothes.
Yeah.
Like, or if you have like a uniform that you have to wear for work or whatever.
I guess I haven't paid enough attention to Josh to notice if he's wearing the same thing every time he comes over. But I don't think so.
I have a couple pairs of pants.
Good. Everybody should.
They usually wear different shirts.
And they're different, right? They're different colors and
I feel
styles.
Like I should do that now. I should wear the same shirt. It's for the next, like, 2 months and see if anyone notices.
I remember once I went on a trip and I only brought like one or two pairs of pants and it turned out to be an extended like 2 week trip.
Oh, no.
And everybody was like, oh, Austin's like a cartoon character. He's always wearing the same outfit. And I was like, yeah, that's funny. My parents don't buy me clothes.
I mean, everybody has their comfort clothes.
Yeah.
This is Doug's comfort clothes.
It makes it easy. You don't have to think about it.
His comfort clothes are a white polo shirt, I assume, a green teacher's vest,
puce,
khaki pants,
puce.
It's green, yeah, though.
Right.
It's like an olive drab.
Yeah.
And khaki pants, shorts, mm-hmm, that are way too fucking big. Because they're always like huge round.
Yeah.
Like if he sits down, you're seeing all the way up to his tighty whities everywhere at school. It's not a good thing. You're going to get made fun of constantly for these like round ass stiff shorts. And he wears red Converse. Or, you know, tennis shoes. But they're like Converse coated. We found something interesting during this. I sent it to you, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Since this, there have been several cartoon characters that have taken on this look. Mr. Fran, famously from Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the exact same outfit. A couple of the others I didn't recognize. One of them was the teacher from King of the Hill. One of the teachers from King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you recognize all of these?
Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, yeah. Same outfit as Doug. And who's the last one?
He's a Hey Arnold teacher.
Oh! That makes sense. Okay. We talked a lot about Hey Arnold during this episode. I'm sure it'll come up during our next sitcom list.
I'll probably pick it.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold's like the cooler version of this.
Because he lives in the big city.
It's inner city, yeah.
It's inner... You can't
get cooler.
It's like
Doug if he lived in the inner city.
And Doug is like... Doug is math rock. Doug is like the suburbs of like...
Can we talk about the music for a second?
That's what I'm saying.
The real fucking music?
Hey Arnold's like saxophone and like kick-ass sexy city music. Yeah, the music in these episodes.
So many of these musical stings for like specific character... Like scenes, like I remember
riff.
Instantly.
Oh, the guitar riff for where the
when
bully,
Roger shows up.
It was even on a soundboard. For
even
real life.
Judy had a theme.
Yeah,
it's like with the
bongos and shit. Yeah, Judy, one of my first childhood cartoon crushes.
Sure.
Yeah, Judy is a strong female character who is always giving Doug tough love.
I forgot how cool she was. I remember as like the mean girl. Well, like way too mean sister, but she's not.
Like the
she's really like chill.
Like the sister from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, kind of is what you're thinking.
I'm not. But...
Well, I was like the mean sister, but it turns out she's like looking out for his well-being.
At least in these episodes, yeah.
Our final episode.
She did laugh him out the room when he asked for $50.
As
she reasonable.
That's like $130 in today's money. This last episode was kind of like Rocco's Modern Life, where it was kind of hard to watch. Yeah. It was like a little like cringe-inducing, like anxiety.
These were much easier to get through and sit through than Rocco.
Yeah. But
I would rather go back and watch Rocco, personally. It's more colorful, it's more exciting, you never know what's going to happen.
I
want
to watch more Doug. Actually.
Doug is like a soft boy show. We also talked a lot about Pete and Pete, The Adventures of Pete and Pete. And we're not talking soy boy, we're not talking like sad boy. This is the alpha of that, the soft boy. And, like, Doug and Pete were soft boy shows.
Shows I loved.
Me too. They formed me. Yeah. Doug gets scammed. And not even, like, actively scammed. This is a passive scam.
Yeah. It's literally called Ponzi publishing.
This is, like, Publishers Clearinghouse. And you know what? I almost got scammed by this as a kid because I got letters in the mail and my parents were neglectful and let me with the mail and were like, oh my god, I could win $1 million if I fill out these puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep sending them back. And you're like, as a kid, you're like, this must be real. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the mail. and Doug gets like pulled into it hard. He does these word problems that are super simple, and his like imagination is just flying in this one. He's imagining,
he's like, how many people could actually solve these?
And these two old men who are just like locked in a room looking at all these failed puzzles, just being like, finally, Doug Funny, a boy to take our money.
Ha ha ha. We're so happy a boy will take our money.
That's how rich old people are. Oh, this was a good one though, because he's always doing art at the same time. He's like,
he's working on this sculpture of Porkchop for the art fair.
It's Porkchop crossing the Delaware as George Washington. And it looks pretty good. It's recognizable. I like the animate, like the drawing of it in cell was like recognizable as a sculpture. He kind of fails this one on his own, but Judy mails it in and he wins third place for it.
She respects the arts too much to not.
Yeah. And the way she like prances off, like just at the end of this one off screen, is so perfect. She's just like, fuck you, I'll see you later. This was a lot of fun to revisit.
Would you revisit more?
Yeah. This is one I could easily revisit because there's no stakes, right? There's no heavy episodes of Doug.
There might be one or two heavy episodes.
Sure.
I can't think of any, though.
I can't offhand either. I remembered a lot of characters that I really like. Like, who's the rich girl? BB?
BB Bluff.
Yeah. Love BB Bluff.
Yeah.
She's like, what's broken? Great. Like,
what's
she's,
broke?
She doesn't know what
broken. She's like the antithesis of, like, the mean girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is kind of the mean girl. But she's more like the rich girl. Right, I don't remember her being mean, just really rich.
And, like, out of touch because of that.
Yeah,
her dad owns the entire town.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like episodes focused around her, I remember, but I like her as a character. Patty is just, like,
insert
bride for Doug.
She's a tomboy.
Is she?
She's a tomboy, yeah.
Oh, I never got that.
That's kind of her thing.
Okay. I guess they go on adventures in the swamp sometimes looking for nematodes.
She's better at him than sports.
Skeeter should be the fashion icon where Doug is.
Well, he is at the end.
Oh, he is, yeah. But Skeeter's got these cool yellow joggers with red knee pants. Like, he's a trendsetter. Yeah, I'd go back and watch some of this. We all need to see the Disney one to make
informed judgment. Yeah, I might watch Disney's Doug for next sitcom.
How many seasons?
I think too like many.
Three?
Yeah, I believe three.
What, and like 27 episodes?
There's only 8 episodes in season 2, I remember.
Wow, okay. Easy. Easy then. I wonder if they keep the format of the 2 episodes.
64 Probably. Episodes, yeah, I think so.
64?
And I think most of the BAs are back in it, too.
Oh, good.
Like, I'm pretty sure almost all
the voice actors? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very fun. Something I found out while watching this that I looked up, the voice of Doug is also the voice of Chris Redfield from Resident Evil.
The video games or the movies?
I think all of it.
Wow.
And also Mirage from Apex Legends, who's my main. Mm. I love Mirage.
Can you still do the Doug voice?
Bamboozling people. I don't know. Because Mirage is totally different.
Okay.
I also found out he's only 10 years older than me, which is kind of crazy, because I grew up watching this when I was 10. And when you're 10, 10 to 20 is such a big difference.
Right. But
when you're 40, 40 to 50 is not that big of a difference. I had a lot of fun. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Hey, Justin, you want to check that email bag before we go? See if anybody's written us at factcheck@gmail.com. Josh will read your comments live on air.
I will.
You can check us out also at FapCheck at Facebook and FapCheck at YouTube. And you can write to us, like we said, at FapCheck@gmail.com. Check us out at the Have You Seen podcast on Instagram.com. Nobody's written to us? Mm-hmm. It is a missed opportunity. We will check again with you next time. Next time, speaking of our final episode.
Oh yeah, we're finishing out this list.
And we're finishing strong.
Finishing in the middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Which is honestly kind of the top of the mountain in a lot of the ways.
Don't hold it that high.
Alright, here we go. Until next we already did that part.
Yeah.
Fuck you then. Bye.
That quote from the producer about honesty. We put ourselves through enormous pain to avoid pain. And I had this notion of, what if we didn't do that? What if we just told the truth?
What?
But that this is a quote about Doug being about honesty. What if we just told the truth? But that's complicated. In the adult world, the notion of truth and not truth is complicated. But I didn't want to debate it. I didn't want to show all of the ambiguity of the adult world to kids. I wanted to show kids a world where everyone took honesty seriously. And that's where Doug came from, I guess.